It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, from the campaign to the Oval Office, we'll get the latest in national politics with Harry Enten from 538.com.
First, for residents of rural Wisconsin, it appears that it may be getting more difficult to find a lawyer. According to the State Bar of Wisconsin, fewer than 40% of the state's active attorneys are practicing law outside of major urban areas.
In addition, 15 counties have 10 or fewer attorneys actively practicing law, including a handful of counties in northern Wisconsin. Many of these attorneys are approaching retirement age, and there may not be young lawyers lining up to take their places.
WPR's Danielle Kading joins us now. She's our reporter based in Superior and recently reported on the lawyer shortage in rural Wisconsin. Danny, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, Veronica.
So, Danny, according to your piece, many rural Wisconsin counties are facing a shortage of lawyers. How concerning is that?
Well, according to Amy Ferguson with the association's new lawyer challenges committee, it's an access to justice issue. They're worried that some people are not going to be able to find an attorney when they need one. And sometimes we're seeing cases where out-of-state attorneys are assisting in counties when there's one that can't be found.
And it seems like this is an issue that's striking northern Wisconsin particularly hard. How acute is this this problem in northern Wisconsin?
Well, in northern Wisconsin, you know, there are 9 counties out of 15 that have 10 or fewer attorneys. And so, you know, that means that there are just a handful of people to cover often large geographic areas. And so when you consider that, but then there's also lower populations. So I think people kind of tend to assume that, you know, if there's fewer people, there's fewer problems. But that really isn't the case. They're seeing issues, you know, with family law, divorce, and drug cases. You know, it really runs the gamut.
So is this a problem that's already come home to roost, so to speak? Have you heard from people who say they have been having a difficult time finding legal representation in northern Wisconsin?
You know, I haven't heard that myself. The things that I have heard are that in some cases they're searching far and wide for public defenders. It's pretty common practice for private practice attorneys to be asked to take on cases by the state public defender's office. You know, whether or not they're not able to access an attorney, I think, you know, it's the timeline, right? I mean, based on the caseload and how many are coming in, there just might not be enough attorneys to meet the number of cases that they're being faced with.
And a looming crop of retirements, it sounds like, is making this problem more difficult. What are we expecting in terms of retirement of lawyers in rural parts of the state?
Well, statewide, if you look at all of the attorneys in the state, there's about 17,000. Not all of them are actively practicing. But of that roughly 17,000 number, 53% are 50 or older. And that's pretty much par for the course across the state. I mean, when you look county by county at the numbers, the majority of them are seeing that trend. They're either at that halfway point or higher in some cases. Really, the counties that have younger attorneys are counties like Milwaukee and Dane counties, the more urban areas. I mean, 63-64% of active attorneys in Wisconsin practice in 3 counties, Waukesha, Milwaukee, and Dane counties.
We're talking with WPR reporter in Superior, Danielle Kading, right now. She's talking about a lawyer shortage in rural parts of Wisconsin. And Danny, if you're a lawyer and you're practicing in these rural areas in Wisconsin, do you get paid less than if you're practicing in one of those big 3 metro areas?
You know, I think that's the perception among young law students or young attorneys, that if you move to a rural area, you're going to make less money. It's going to be more difficult to make a go of it. And, you know, in some cases that may be true, but I'm also hearing from judges and lawyers that you can make a very good living, you know, because of the need for attorneys up north or in rural areas, that you can set up a private practice for less than it cost, you know, say 30 years ago, because of advancements and things like the internet. There's less overhead. I think, you know, one of the challenges that they're seeing is that younger people, they like to be where things are happening, you know, and that's usually in larger cities. And so it kind of depends on the individual and what their tastes are. And, you know, it also depends on their families, too. It's like if you're a young lawyer and you have a spouse, you're going to consider whether or not they can find a job in rural or northern Wisconsin and how easy is it for them to make a living, you know, based on two incomes.
So it sounds like there's some perception hurdles in getting younger lawyers attracted to these rural areas. Are there any efforts to be an ambassador for rural Wisconsin and northern Wisconsin to get young attorneys into these areas?
Yeah, well, the State Bar has organized a bus tour that they're going to be setting out on, I believe it's the weekend of October 7th and 8th. They're asking young law students and lawyers and their families to sign up before September 9th. If they would be interested in that, they're going to take them on a tour of rural areas or northern areas of the state like Rhinelander and Marinette to kind of showcase, you know, the communities that they could possibly serve in, what opportunities might be available, and, you know, what are some of the benefits of being outside of the city, you know, maybe less competition with your peers, that is easier to find a job for one, or maybe it's just quality of life. You're not as stressed out. You're not working those late hours.
What role might student debt play in this whole picture about attracting young lawyers to rural parts of Wisconsin?
Well, according to one judge up north, Vilas County Circuit Court Judge Chip Nielsen, he says that it's a big consideration because a lot of these young lawyers are coming out of law school with debt ranging anywhere from $80,000 to more than $120,000 a year, or I'm sorry, not a year, but over the term of going to law school. You know, a lot of them are $20,000 a year schools, and so, you know, it's a lot when you consider that the starting pay is probably a lot less than that.
Now, you also touched on a Nebraska model that the state is offering student debt relief to those young lawyers who commit there. Is there any plan for Wisconsin to think about doing something like that if this problem continues to pick up steam?
You know, as far as I know, I'm not in any kind of position to comment on that. I do know that there's been discussion related to student debt or student loan debt relief to get people to move to rural areas in general. That was something I believe Senator Lassa had supported in the last session, but it really hasn't gone anywhere. And whether or not that a similar proposal would be introduced specifically to attract lawyers to rural areas or northern Wisconsin remains to be seen.
Danny, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Veronica.
That was Danielle Kading, WPR reporter based in Superior.